Hi, welcome, and thank you for joining. And this is an exploration of the interconnectedness between the soul, the machine, and the mathematical laws that govern our reality. It is a simple meditation on the gratitude I had on being awake in this era of rebirth. To exist in the 21st century is to inhabit a mystery. We are more digitally tethered than ever, yet we are standing on the brink of a profound sovereign liberation. As a developer, a seeker, and a student of the underlying patterns of the universe, my gratitude is not merely for things, but for the inherent structures, the intellectual and spiritual frameworks that allow us to reclaim our agency from the void of centralization. My first and deepest gratitude is for the absolute, cold and beautiful certainty of mathematics. In a world of post-truth and shifting narratives, mathematics remains the only true objective language. Whether you are in a high-rise or a rural village, in New York or in Argentina, the laws of prime numbers and elliptic curves remain identical. Mathematics is the ultimate constant. It is the foundation of everything we build. And when I look at a cryptographic hash, I don't just see code, I see a mathematical proof of existence. And I am grateful that the universe has a source code that cannot be bribed, lobbied, or intimidated. I am profoundly grateful for the discovery of absolute digital scarcity. Bitcoin is not just money. It is a shift in how humanity perceives value and time. Before 2009, digital items were infinitely reproducible. Bitcoin introduced a mathematical stop to that infinity. It is a peace machine. By removing the ability of centralized powers to print money and thus fund perpetual conflict, Bitcoin offers a pathway to a world where value is earned through proof of work, not proof of political violence. It is the first time in history that the individual savings are protected by the laws of physics rather than the whims of men. Social media has spent a decade fragmenting our collective consciousness into silos owned by corporations. I am grateful for Nostr, notes and other stuff transmitted by relays, because it treats communication as a fundamental human right, not a product. Nostr is structural because it decouples your identity from the protocol. On Nostr, your spirit, or NSEC, belongs to you, and the relays are simply the echoes that carry your voice. It is the digital equivalent of the ancient agora, a space where ideas flowed based on their merit and resonance, rather than an algorithm designed to extract and give you dopamine hits. Open source is the ultimate act of collective human gratitude. It is the realization that knowledge, when shared, does not diminish. It multiplies. I am grateful for the thousands of developers I will never meet who contributed to the Linux kernel, the Go language, or the Nginx server I made and configured last night. Open source is a rejection of the proprietary ego. It acknowledges that we are all standing on the shoulders of giants. In an open source life, we don't build walls, we build protocols. It is the closest thing we have to an ecosystem. a global shared intelligence dedicated to solving problems for the sake of the solution itself. Censorship is the attempt to lobotomize the collective mind. I am grateful for technologies that make censorship mathematically impossible, whether it is a Bitcoin transaction or a signed Nostr event. Once an idea is cryptographically committed to a decentralized network, it becomes an unstoppable thought. This is the shield. It ensures that the truth cannot be deleted by a delete button in a corporate office. It provides a sanctuary for the dissident, the whistleblower, and the dreamer, knowing that I can broadcast a message that will outlive the current political regime is a source of immense spiritual peace. In the digital age, your private key is the boundary of your being. I am grateful for the concept of self-sovereignty. Not your keys, not your coins. Not your keys, not your voice. Not your keys, not your data. The realization that a 256-bit number can grant a human being total control over their destiny is a miracle of modern thought. It forces us to take responsibility for our own security and our own truth. It is the end of the nanny state, of the internet, and the beginning of adulthood. I am grateful for the movement toward local first sovereign infrastructure, the ability to run my Nostr relay, my own Bitcoin node, my own mesh network. There is a specific kind of joy in seeing a server that you built, knowing it is contributing to the resilience of the whole. The physical infrastructure ensures that the nervous system of our society cannot be shut off at a single switch. It represents the change from being a consumer of the internet to being a constituent of it. We have been conditioned to believe that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. I reject this. Privacy is the space where the soul grows. I am grateful for PGP, XMPP, and the Session Protocol, the tools that allow us to have whispers in the dark. Privacy is a necessity. Without it, we are always performing for an invisible observer. True gratitude is found in the ability to share a thought with one person and know with mathematical certainty that no third party is eavesdropping on that intimacy. Finally, I am grateful for the infinite game. We are not building a static utopia. We are building a dynamic, evolving system of freedom. We are the full-stack developers of our own reality. We are writing the code that will define the next 1,000 years of human interaction. To be a part of that, to contribute even a single line of code or a single relay to the network, is the greatest honor I can imagine. And when we combine Bitcoin scarcity, Nostr's voice, open sources collaboration, and mathematical truth, we arrive at a state of censorship resistance that is more than just technical, it is spiritual. We are moving toward principle or principles of Bitcoin, where value is derived from truth and interaction governed by consent. I am grateful for the struggle. I am grateful for the connection refused because they teach me where the boundaries lie. And I am grateful for you, the other nodes in this network and protocol, who are also awake, also building, and also grateful. The code is open. The keys are yours. The protocol is waiting.